Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ground ball, backhanded, Guillorme with a strong throw, game over. Astros win it 11-4. They have now improved their record in the month of June to a Major League best record of 12-5 in this month. And that's a 5.5 game lead, their largest of the season. Blummer back-to-back, huge offensive games.
I like the fact that the Astros are racking up hits and they're doing it as a team. They were relentless on the base pass today. They actually probably could have had some more runs considering they had 20 hits, but 6-for-12 with runners in scoring position. I'll take that.
6-for-12 with runners in scoring position. The bottom of the lineup, the last four spots in the lineup, spots 6 through 9, went 11-for-18 last night. Couple of bombs. We'll hear them here in just a second. Mauricio Dubon and Victor Caratini with home runs. Altuve hitting one as well. He was in his usual three-hole spot in the lineup. It's the A's, so I will take it with a grain of salt. But 13 runs last, or two nights ago, Seth, 11 runs last night on 20 hits. Man, if this team, I don't expect that to be what they're doing every night, obviously. Well, but if this team starts to hit at an above average major league level, that's a problem for the American League.
How many hits did they have the night before?
I don't know. They had 5 home runs. I know that. They had 5 home runs.
It's look, it's something that they weren't doing as recently as 3 days ago, the first game of this series. They couldn't produce versus a team like the A's. And we've just had, since yet again this year, just like it was last year, the beginning of the season was so miserable in so many ways that you forget just like how out of character and out of type they were. And you're wondering and waiting, all right, when are they going to start to look like these guys should look on paper? And they've started to look a lot more like they're supposed to look on paper. Paredes, obviously. Christian Walker, yes. He had 2 errors on one play last night. That's an outlier. That's got him on my list right now. But at the very least, he's not a complete mess like he was early in the season. Cam Smith was the huge unknown. And just what are you going to get out of Cam Smith? And over the last 2 months, he's been an above average baseball player as a guy who's still in his first year of professional baseball. So like not just the majors, first year of professional baseball.
Yep.
So that part, and Yiner as well. Yiner was so miserable at the beginning of the year, and he still has these hiccups to where you don't just quite trust him necessarily. But he's been, at the very least, he's been an average player at the plate. He hasn't reached that kind of ceiling that we saw a couple years ago that you feel like there's something untapped there. But it was more of a statement of faith a month or so ago where I said, like, at some point the offense is going to look different. At some point they're going to start scoring runs. I feel more solid about it now.
My bigger question is, can the bottom of the lineup keep this up? I don't expect them to go 11-for-18 every night, but I think that they've been respectable for a pretty extended period of time now in terms of coming up with big hits. And being at least, I don't feel anymore like I have in previous years where there's one or two spots in the lineup where you feel like it's an automatic out. I don't feel that way about this group that they've, by and large, been trotting out there most nights. Mauricio Dubon has started to at least, be a professional hitter. And he's hit home runs in each of the last 2 games. In fact, here's what the home run last night sounded like.
They are still missing Yordan Alvarez.
Dubon hits it high in the air, deep to left field. Schumann all the way back. He's done it again. Mauricio Dubon has been on base 6 times in a row and has a home run in back-to-back games in his hometown.
This is the building that Dubon has built.
Yeah, indeed. He's high school, minor Sacramento. Leagues, major yeah. leagues. Yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
played in that ballpark at every level of the sport, or at least since high school.
Yeah.
And Mauricio Diaw, what did you say he did with Yordan yesterday?
Well, nothing. At the beginning of that clip, Julia said, hey, Ben, play the very beginning again.
They are still missing Yordan Alvarez.
She said, they are still missing Yordan. And I said that was just kind of funny because she says that. And then 1 second later, Dubon, the comedic arch nemesis to Yordan, hits a home run. Like, hey, we don't miss him that much, buddy. All right.
No, I thought, man, it was a long time ago, but at 6 a.m., I thought you had said something like there was an extra story to that yesterday.
Nope.
But no, those two are always going at it, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
In a fun way.
Yep.
In a fun way.
Yep, for sure. Jose Altuve hit a home run. Well, let's take a listen to that.
Jose hits one high, hits one deep, hits one out of Sacramento Stadium as the Astros take a 5-1 lead, a three-run jack for Jose Altuve hitting his second here at Sutter Health Park.
They keep going. He keeps hitting.
Yeah.
I'll give the folks of Sacramento a break in that they don't necessarily understand the hazards of heckling Altuve.
Mm-hmm.
But can you just play the first 3 seconds of that, Ben?
Jose hits.
I think that might have been an expletive. I think that might have been a bleep Altuve. Altuve. Yeah.
Poor Ben.
What?
Ben's like,
oh, no. You couldn't hear it.
You couldn't hear it.
But it was the you get no, yeah, no,
Ben. Ben's like, exactly. Why wouldn't you tell me that?
Yeah. No. Because I know that I didn't, he couldn't hear the actual swear word.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It was kind of the rhythm of what he was saying. It sounded like
it had
a bleep Altuve. Yeah.
It had that cadence.
Yeah, don't worry, Ben. I mean, hey, Ben, replay that potential FCC violation. One more time.
I think that's what Ben was reacting
to. Yeah, no, Ben. I wasn't trying to get you in trouble.
Diming you out, yeah. One more home run last night, Victor Caratini.
I think Mark Kotze, manager for the Athletics, is trying to find somebody to get him out of there, but Caratini's pouring drinks.
Victor Caratini connects on a three-run bomb down the left field line. Caratini adds to the Astros' huge inning. It's now 9-1, 7-run scoring with 2 outs and nobody on.
Okay.
Dry and smooth, always goes out nicely.
Martini, Caratini.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got you.
Okay. We did the circle of trust. We're going to recap it here in just a second. Did we overlook Victor Caratini? Circle of trust. Got an OPS in the kind of mid-low 700s. Been one of their only trustworthy left-handed. He's switch hitter, left-handed bats.
Yeah. I don't. It's hard when guys are giving average performances.
Yep.
It's above expectations for him.
Yeah.
But the circle of trust knows no. It doesn't revolve in a world of like where we're taking their scouting reports. And that's why Cam Smith's not in it.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Cam Smith's been performing well, but he is still a rookie and he's been above average, but just not enough that we really feel rock solid about it yet.
I can still see some hiccups. Trust you in this situation right here? That's the criteria. So there you go. Okay. So I'm just making
sure. It's
been
very nice. Don't get me wrong. It's been really, really nice having him on the team.
Yeah. No, I'm just,
like in the last 28 days, he's hitting .258 with a .635 OPS. You know, it's not
deserve it. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. We just didn't bring his name up earlier. That's why I was just spot evaluation here on Victor Caratini. I agree with you on that. All right, so for those who missed it, Seth and I did the latest.
Real quick, Sean.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, Caratini. I can remember the discussion was he was a little bit like a Jake Meyer situation. He had a really good May, and we were saying, all right, well, if he keeps this up, then in June, then we'll probably put him in the circle of trust.
And he hasn't.
He fell off enough that, I can't trust him yet.
I get it. Yep, I agree.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we did the Circle of Trust earlier. If you missed it, we did it in the 7 o'clock hour. Everybody who was in it when we did it a few weeks ago, only five in it from a few weeks ago, all still in it, all still performing at a high level. Isak Paredes, Jeremy Pena, and then on the pitching staff, Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, and then Josh Hader and the rest of the bullpen, all in the Circle of Trust. All with an argument to be on the All-Star team, too, I think, in the American League. I think if you can get five guys in, it might be those five guys. And then we added Jose Altuve back in because he's had an OPS of over 1,000 since we left him out a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he responded. We asked him. We wanted to see if he would respond, and he did.
Yep.
A little young whippersnapper might have something to him. He's got sand.
Yep,
yeah,
indeed. And after much debate, convincing by Seth, brought great evidence into the court that is the Circle of Trust committee, we decided to put in Jake Myers, and we celebrated after putting in Jake Myers. We did. That's, he's in.
Don't let us down, Jake.
Yeah.
All right? Don't make us look like idiots.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just like a good father tells his little leaguer before he goes up to the plate. Yeah. Just don't embarrass me, you bum. That's good parenting right there.
And I'm still not all the way there with Jake. I'm willing to put him in, but boy, he's got a short leash with me right now, Seth, for this Circle of Trust. Mm-hmm. Short leash.
I know. When next we convene, it could get hairy.
Next we convene.
The good news from the Astros is just what's going on with some of the injured pitchers.
Yeah.
Christian Javier is going to face live batters.
Okay.
So that's very, very good news. Luis Garcia, not as great a feeling about it. He hasn't advanced past throwing bullpen sessions, but according to Espada, he's very close to facing hitters. And then J.P. France, who everybody loves to try to forget about after his shoulder surgery, he has faced batters now, throwing his second live batting practice session last week.
That'd be great, man. That would be great. That gets really interesting. If these guys that they've been putting at the back of the rotation, like Colton Gordon and Brandon Walter, who's been awesome, and then Ryan Gusto has kind of bounced back and forth from bullpen to rotation, these guys are healthy. They all deserve to be on the staff, I think. If they're healthy, how do they get incorporated back in, you know?
Yeah, and I think with those three pitchers that I just mentioned, J.P. France, I put him in that same bucket of Colton Gordon and everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, there's still huge unknowns there, and how good do you really feel about him? We'll see when he comes back. Luis Garcia and Christian Javier, it's more, okay, can they come back healthy and can we get the best version of them?
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a huge boon.
Javier's easily the one that has me most excited of the names that you mentioned, in no small part because he's the only one who hasn't had any setbacks yet. You know, Garcia's had setbacks. France has been, the shoulder's been an issue for France. Javier had Tommy John surgery. He's rehabbing. He's making normal progress here. You know, throwing off of the ground, throwing off of a mound, facing live batters. I'm letting myself, in the face of all the reasons not to, well, because the Astros seemingly don't know how to bring guys back from injury, it would feel like. I am letting myself.
What are you talking about?
I am letting
Lance
my. You know what I'm talking about. I'm letting myself.
It was a freak weight room accident with Lance. What are you talking about?
He ain't the only one. I'm letting myself get excited about Javier.
I let Lance. I didn't. You know what? The first time we mentioned that injury report to the pitchers, I completely forgot about Lance McCullers.
Yeah,
that's how quickly you go right back. And I'm not going to think about Lance McCullers. If he comes back, then great. But I can't rely on it. Anybody else, if it was a freak weight room injury, I might say like, oh, okay, these things happen. I can't do that with Lance.
And it's so weird for Lance. You know, whatever news is going to trickle out over the next few days, it's not an arm injury. So there's not this pattern where you go, well, he's playing catch. He's soft tossing off the ground. He's throwing 90 feet without being on the mound. Now he's on the mound. Now he's facing live hitters. I don't know what the progression is for a foot. Like, I don't, you know, I like, he's got to keep the arm doing stuff, but what does he do? I'm guessing Rick reports of him playing catch because we love the reports of him
pushing
playing
off
catch.
The rubber is the big one.
That's the big one.
The way they described the injury, it sounded to me like turf toe. It was above the right big toe. And
that ain't good, man.
When it comes to pushing off the rubber, that big toe is an your actual Achilles heel for a lot of sports is your big toe.
Yes.
Because it seems like it should be nothing. Oh, other than your Achilles heel being your actual Achilles heel, obviously. But the big toe is an underrated Achilles heel.
ESPN
on the Seth Payne anatomical chart.
Up next, Seth power ranks the toes.
Yeah, Seth power ranks the Achilles heels of the body that aren't the actual Achilles heels.
That are the non-Achilles heels. That's right. Mm-hmm. It's like the non-quarterbacks on an NFL
roster. The oblique in baseball. I feel like that's an Achilles heel.
That's a big one. Where do you think the Astros are on the ESPN power rankings that just dropped, Seth? MLB Sixth. Power rankings. They're eighth.
Oh, you bastard.
Disrespect. Disrespect. Here's what they say about the Astros on ESPN. The blows keep on coming for the Astros, but they keep on winning. The latest setback was Lance McCullers landing on the injured list when he sprained his right foot working out over the weekend. He's the fourth Astros starter to go to the IL this season, including Yordan Alvarez, who remains out with a fractured hand. Okay, so that's awkward wording. Fourth Astros starter. I'm hearing pitchers. They're talking about starting lineup, I guess, because they're including Yordan Alvarez. The Astros continue to charge forward, nonetheless, winning 7 of 8 games, 11 of their last 15, to take a commanding lead. 5.5 games this morning, I'll add that, in the AL West. Hunter Brown, Josh Hader, Jeremy Pena have starred for a franchise that just won't stop winning. Then why are they eighth? Why are they eighth?
I'll tell you what. The World Series odds right now have the Astros as the 7th most likely to win the World Series.
That's about eighth. That's about right. Yeah. Like 7th and 8th.
No, it's 100%. It would be really hard to justify. The Yankees, it makes sense why they're 2nd for World Series odds. And the Yankees are known to plummet and fall. And they have a very, very, very generationally good baseball player who is awful in the playoffs.
Let me guess. Yeah. First is the Dodgers.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Pretty healthy margin.
Yeah, those are public teams, too, as far as the odds. Like, the Yankees are 5th on these power rankings. The Astros have a better record than the Yankees as we awoke this morning.
This is where the same thing that could lead to the Houston Astros winning a World Series is the same thing that led to the Great Recession, which is sometimes the computer models just don't, they can't take into account these weird scenarios, you know? So the same thing that led us to the glory of the Great Recession and the housing collapse and me having to sell my Florida rental condo at 50% of cost is the same thing that's going to lead. This is where I get my comeuppance. Yeah. Or no, wait. The computers get their comeuppance.
Indeed.
And I get my vengeance by the Astros winning the World Series, despite all logic telling you this roster cannot win a World Series.
Right.
What the hell?
Right.
How are they winning?
How are they doing?
How are they as good as they are right now?
How are they doing it, man? Big credit to Joe Espada. No doubt about that. Will Anderson Jr. is the man. We love Will Anderson Jr. Revisiting the trade. Does Will Anderson Jr. have converts now from the day he got drafted where everybody said, this is a dumb trade by the Texans? Has he converted some of the harshest critics? And audio from a Will Anderson Jr. opponent this past year that will get you very excited about the Texans' edge rusher. That is coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.